Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Wednesday, November 19th, 2014. And on today's podcast, we're going to discuss the death of Pax Americana, or the American peace. Pax Americana is a Latin term taken from the term Pax Romana, or Roman peace. For about 200 years, the Roman Empire brought peace to the Roman world with the sword. Rome enforced its peace with the threat of the Roman legions behind it. The American peace, or Pax Americana, is the period of relative peace enforced in the Western world by the U.S. military. Today, we argue that the American peace is dead and the world is worse off because of it. Since President Obama took office in 2009, the political order of much of the world has unraveled. His directionless, leaderless foreign policy has been a disaster. The current world order remains perilous because of it. The president seems unwilling to make foreign policy decisions, preferring instead to sit on the sidelines as a disinterested observer. He comments on events that he feels powerless to shape. He handicaps himself, sometimes fatally, by imposing limitations in advance and announced to the whole world on the use of American force, i.e., no boots on the ground. I'm not the only one to recognize these things. Wall Street Journal foreign affairs columnist and Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Bret Stephens has written a new book entitled America in Retreat, The New Isolationism and the Coming Global Disorder. In his book, Mr. Stephens argues the following points. Quote, since Barack Obama took office in 2009, the political order of the Arab world has nearly unraveled. The economic order of the European world is under strain. The countries of the Pacific Rim are threatened by a China that is by turns assertive, reckless, and insecure, despite its fundamental weaknesses. Russia seeks to dominate its near abroad through a combination of local proxies, dirty tricks, and outright conquest. Another international order, the nuclear one, is being fundamentally challenged by the acquisition of nuclear capabilities by two uniquely dangerous states, Iran and North Korea, which in turn invites their nearest neighbors to consider their own nuclear options. Al-Qaeda may be diminished in some corners of the Middle East, but it is metastasizing in others. The United States is more reluctant than it has been for decades to intervene abroad, judging that there is better security in inaction than in action. Traditional allies of the United States, uncertain of its purposes, are beginning to explore their options in what they suspect is becoming a post-Pax Americana world, encouraging freelancing instincts, which Washington has a diminishing ability to restrain. Well, that is Mr. Bret Stephens and what he thinks about Pax Americana right now. How then did we get here? How did the leader of the free world reach the point where we debate its decline or its death? Mr. Stephens also argues that this retreat doctrine is not just a retreat from military might. It's also a diplomatic approach, he says. Mr. Obama's, quote, light footprint approach rests on the belief that in the 21st century, the one in need of containment is not adversaries such as China, Russia, and Iran, but the United States itself. The president is retreating, then, from ordinary moral judgment. He does not follow through on the moral decisions that he makes himself, such as his ignoring human rights violations in Egypt, Syria, Iran, and Russia. It is a mistake to think that all these foreign policy mistakes will remain far from American shores, Mr. Stephens says. Quote, one can only be alone when one is left alone, and we will not be left alone, end quote. No great power can treat foreign policy as a spectator sport and hope to remain a great power. There seems to be a Jimmy Carter-like malaise now but it is really more like pessimism about America's ability to make itself and the rest of the world better. Balance of power as an alternative to Pax Americana sounds plausible in theory, but power seeks prominence, not balance, and it abhors a vacuum. So the alternative to Pax Americana, then, is global disorder. When America provides no leadership, authoritarian regimes will fill the breach. Red lines are just bluffs. They will be crossed. Commitments to allies aren't serious ones. They will abandon us. Our threats are empty. Our enemies will be emboldened. Do we need Pax Americana in world affairs? President Obama's blunders remind us that a large and powerful U.S. military with a leader prepared to use it can avoid a lot of future trouble. When American military power is effectively neutralized, weaker but more determined nations and independent groups know they have a free hand to do what they want. Groups like ISIS and its leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi propel themselves into prominence around the world. Warring factions pay no attention to an American response they regard as puny and ineffective. Like most American ideas these days, they're just empty words from an empty suit. Finally, folks, we need the President of the United States to start being the leader of the free world again. At least that's the way I see it, folks. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.